Whether it was as a teacher, a coach, an athletic director, or an assistant principal, we've all had so many memories with Mr. Matt Smith, and it will definitely be hard to say goodbye as he moves on to River Falls. We said goodbye to Coach Smith, but before we did that, we had to look back at his final season as AD at Prescott, where in his spring sports season, the softball team went on to a runner-up finish, and the track and field team even had a state champion as well. It was a perfect way to round out his time in the Prescott High School AD's chair.
It was fun. The spring season was fast and furious, and it was, you know, a late start. You know, got pushed back there with the alternate fall season there by the WIA, and our kids did a good job of being patient and being prepared. Our coaches did a great job of making sure everyone was ready, using their contact days. And then once the practices started, it was fast and furious. And, you know, whether it was golf meets, track meets, games for baseball, softball, you know, across the board, trap shooting, you name it. But, you know, overall, a very successful, you know, spring, like you alluded to. You know, the girls 4x1 there, state champs, and then state runner-up in the 4x2. 13 athletes going down to lacrosse for state track. Just a very, very successful season. And, you know, kudos to them. And then, you know, the softball team, silver ball, you know, state runner-up, just a great year. You know, Coach Johnson and the girls, just so proud of them and everything that they did. You know, you look at the boys golf team, you know, low numbers, but you know, they came out, they battled, they really improved throughout the season. Baseball team was right on the verge of going to the regional finals in a very tough middle border conference this year. Trap shooting team went down to state tournament over in Nakusa and had three kids shoot 97 out of 100 and place in the top 10. And so just overall, a phenomenal year from top to bottom there in the spring here. And it's been fun. It was fast. It was busy. And I think everyone made the best of, you know, their opportunities. And we stayed healthy and just, you know, proud of everyone across the board there at Prescott High School.
Coach Smith on the continued interest and the numbers going up when it comes to Prescott trap shooting.
Yeah, it's definitely growing with popularity. You know, I think the biggest thing is it's a lifetime, you know, opportunity. You know, these kids can, as adults, go out and, you know, do trap shooting and stuff with whatnot. There's a lot of passion for it, and they work hard. We go out to the Hudson Range. That's our facility that we use, and twice a week we have practice opportunities for them. And the coaches do a great job of working with all the kids. And, you know, it's one of those crafts that you work at, and you see the fruits of your labor, but it's definitely grown in popularity. And, you know, Coach Patros stepped up this year into the back of the head coaching role, and our middle school program, the numbers are high. Our high school program, the numbers are high. And you think you're going to see it continue to grow. And so kudos to everyone involved with that. And it's one of those things that a lot of kids are trying for the first time and they're falling in love with it across the board.
We know how difficult it was from the beginning of the school year until the end. And whether you were in the classroom or with your team, things weren't normal throughout the entire year. But as Smith notes, we all got through it together.
Yeah, definitely. You know, tip of the hat to everyone involved, the community, the parents, you know, teachers, administration, staff, and, you know, ultimately the students, the kids, you know, staying positive and doing what they need to do. And I know it was frustrating at times for a lot of different people with families, with contact tracing, you know, the close contacts, you know, the virus with the protocols that were laid out. You know, ultimately was to keep everyone safe, and that was the goal, to do that. You know, I think if you look at the school year, the athletic season, and everything involved there, I would call it a success. And you know, a lot of people are glad that it's done, you know, sayonara, you know, will this year ever end? But I think day in and day out, you know, that old saying is, you know, don't count the days, make the days count. I think everyone did that. And they came about it with, you know, a view of optimism and how they can make the situation better for those around them. And when we did that, I think that's what led us to be successful. And you look at our seasons, you know, from fall to winter through spring, we had hiccups. You know, we had teams that got shut down and everyone handled it with grace in class. And, you know, the coaches did a phenomenal job, with the students, of understanding of what was going on. And I know not everyone agreed with the practices that were laid out and the policies, but it was to keep everyone safe and it was to make sure that we got through this. And so I want to thank everyone for their patience. And, you know, in terms of the Prescott School District, you know, working with us and the athletics that we offered, that to make sure that everyone had those opportunities. And I know it looked different, you know, whether it was limited seating, you know, whether it was wearing masks, you know, filling out the COVID forms, seasons getting shut down or paused for a while. Yeah, I know it looked different. I know it wasn't ideal at times, but kudos to everyone for staying positive, making a memorable season for everyone. And if you look at the success that, you know, Prescott Athletics had, I would say it's one of our top seasons in the history that we've had at PHS.
Smith on the fact that fall sports begin in less than a month at Prescott High School.
August 2nd, high school football hit the ground running. The thing I talked about with our head coaches is, you know, with the spring season's going a little bit later, you know, softball wrapping up there the 29th of June. They got back into town on June 30th. The biggest thing we talked about is respecting our athletes and their families and their time, being able to share. And that's one thing, you know, a school the size of Prescott, we are successful when we have multi-involvement students, whether it's band, dance line, volleyball, football, baseball, you know, you name it across the board, it's being able to collaborate as head coaches and share these athletes and make sure that they're getting proper rest and when they're training that they're being smart about it. One thing we don't push is specialization. I think that's one thing you see a lot now is younger and younger, these kids are getting pushed into one sport, specializing in that. And with Prescott, what makes it outstanding is we have an understanding with all our head coaches that we need students to do multiple things. We have to share sometimes. And I know that can be, you know, tough sometimes on the kids and the coaches, but I think everyone goes about it with the correct mindset that, you know, looking at it this summer, for example, of, you know, basketball teams kind of pushing back their contact days into later July so the spring seasons can wrap up and being respectful of their seasons. Yeah, football camp, volleyball camp, basketball camp, some, you name it across, you know, PHS. They're going to be busy here in mid-July as it wraps up. And the kids want that. They're hungry to get back out there.
We'll have more with Coach Smith later on this week as he looks back at some of his fondest memories while at Prescott High School. Be sure to tune in all week long.